In just under half an hour's time, the president of the Pontifical Council for Culture, Archbishop Gianfranco Ravasi, will deliver the keynote address on the relationship between faith and science at a seminar here in Rome. The seminar is part of a week-long conference promoted by the Vatican Observatory to mark the International Year of Astronomy. Also taking part in tonight's event is Jesuit priest George Coyne, who told us that there will always be a certain amount of tension between faith and science.
There will always be a certain amount of tension. But that's a creative tension. That's a good tension, provided that both the culture of science and the culture of religious faith have respect for these diverse cultures and many other aspects of human culture, that there is a respectful dialogue. In our times, this is very true, from both, so to speak, sides of the fence. And certainly the Catholic Church has opened itself very much, certainly from the beginning of the papacy of John Paul II and into the current papacy, opened itself to a dialogue with the sciences. Because the troubles that have occurred when they're studied with a certain degree of historical accuracy, it always comes, the troubles arose through ignorance on one side or the other, and most frequently on both. And if we can dialogue so that we kind of remove that ignorance, I think the tension itself will always be there, but it will be a creative tension.